Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now, our first time we talked to him in a while, and it's good to reconnect, unfortunately, under tragic circumstances. Former Maryland star, teammate of Kobe Bryant's back in 05 with the L.A. Lakers, now works for the Wizards. Let's bring in LaRon Proffitt. Prof, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing, man?
Doing all right, man, and I appreciate you joining us. I know it's an emotional time for you as you were a former teammate of Kobe Bryant. So, you know, tell our listeners about your relationship with Kobe and, you know, what he meant to you and, you know, where were you when you found out the horrible news?
Yeah, man, it's still, like, shock. Like, I'm still in disbelief, to be honest with you. Yesterday, I was at my house. And I was actually preparing to go to the Clipper Magic game yesterday. And somebody, a friend of mine, a former teammate of mine, sent me a text message. And he said, you know, it was like Kobe Bryant dies in a helicopter. And I'm like, is this one of those internet hoaxes, you know, where they're just killing people off? And so I was like, nah, that's not true. So I actually reached out to another former teammate of mine, Rip Hamilton. And I text him and I'm like, yo, what's going on? And he was like, what is this? I'm like, I don't know. And so, you know, then it became like a waiting game to see if it was going to get confirmed or not. And unfortunately, once the news came out that it was confirmed, it was just a really, really hard-hitting, devastating blow to myself and to all of us. And, you know, my friends, my teammates, it was just one of the worst things I've heard in a long time. And I don't mean to minimize anybody else's pain or any other event that's happened, but just from a basketball standpoint, as a basketball player, as a person who grew up, you know, competing against Kobe, watching him, Kobe's invincible to us. And for us to hear that news and hear about his daughter, it was one of the hardest blows I've had to take in a long, long time.
What kind of work ethic, because everybody talks about his work ethic and stuff, what was it like, you know, in meetings and practice and those things, LaRon, with him?
You know, I think the best thing I could say, and probably the greatest compliment you can give Kobe, is I've never seen anybody more dedicated to their craft in any profession, me personally. Now, maybe somebody else has a story with somebody else that they worked with or had the pleasure of being around, but me personally, I've never in my life seen anybody more dedicated to perfecting their craft the way Kobe did. Like, it was just insane to see it and watch it and be a part of it and listen to him. And I mean, you know, I always say there's a very few guys when they walk out of the NBA arena for the last time who can say, I literally have nothing left to give. And he's one of those guys. Like, there was literally nothing else left for him to give physically, mentally, emotionally to the game of basketball when he finished, because he left every ounce of ability he had on the floor. And I think that's the greatest compliment that you could pay any competitor. And I think Kobe, if you ever talk to him, that's what he hung his hat on, was the fact that he wasn't going to let anybody outwork him when it came to his craft.
LaRon Proffitt joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, talking about the life, legacy, and career of Kobe Bryant, eligible for the Hall of Fame this season. Now, you played with him back in 05, 06. What was he like as a teammate?
Insanely competitive. And, you know, and it's funny now you think about it, but, you know, he was an a-hole, man. Like, go against him every day. And he took pride in that, though. And it's like, it's not a derogatory thing to him. Like, he took pride in the fact that he was going to annoy and irritate every single person on our team to the point where our practices were just going to be competitive. He was going to egg you on. He was going to get under your skin. He was going to say something to you. He was going to challenge you. He was going to make sure that everybody came in the gym that day knew what time it was, and that was just how he was. And it's, as a competitor, you love it, but at the time, it annoys you. It's like, yo, man, can you stop? Like, we're just going through shoot around, and everything is a competition, and everything is about perfection. And, you know, to see it every day, like, I think Lamar Odom said it best, what y'all saw in games is one thing, but what you were able to see behind the curtain in practices is unreal. Like, if they could ever make like a footage or get film or footage of what he was doing in practice, it would just blow people's minds.
Hey, LaRon, what kind of, did you know the daughter? What kind of dad was he? Because, like, watching the clips, you know, like, it looks like he's so happy when he's with her and in teaching her basketball and stuff, you know, and he's the coach of the basketball team. Looked like he really enjoyed that.
Well, when I was there, they were super young. I mean, I say that as if they're older now, but they were like babies. And I think the best way I could illustrate it for you is one of the reasons I asked him, I was like, man, why are you up so early? You know, because Cole would work out at like 4:35 in the morning. And he said to me one day, he said, by doing it this way, I get to spend time with my kids during the day. And I think that says a lot about him. Yeah. That he was getting up at 4:30 in the morning, working out that early. So he felt like that would give him more time to spend with his kids and still allow him to do what he did best, which was work on his craft and be the best basketball player in the world. So when you talk about a relationship with his daughters, that's the type of sacrifice that he was willing to make sure that they got to spend time with their father.
Ron, I know it's a tough time for you, and we'll let you roll here, but you know, you came up with the Wizards when Michael Jordan was there, and Kobe compared to Michael Jordan. He idolized MJ, and you had a chance to play with both the comparisons between the two, not necessarily as basketball players because they're both great. You know, MJ, to me, is the greatest player of all time, but as competitors, and you talked about the drive that Kobe had, is it fair to put him at least in the same sentence as Michael, as a guy that just wanted to be the best and no mercy on the opposition?
I mean, they're one and the same. I mean, if you're around them and you close your eyes, you're hearing the same person talk. Like, there is no difference in terms of how they viewed the game, how they viewed competition, how they viewed winning. Like, if you're in a room and you close your eyes and told one of them to walk in, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. Like, that's just how close and similar they were in terms of their mentality, in terms of their mindset, which is why they were close, because they could understand each other in a way that very few other people could. I think it's funny when I hear, you know, I used to hear people say, you know, Kobe wants to be Michael Jordan, and why does he try to imitate Michael Jordan? And I used to say, why would you? Like, yeah. If you were picking up a basketball at any point in the last 25, 30 years, who didn't want to be MJ? He was just the only person on the planet who could imitate MJ to the point to where it became a real conversation. And so I think for him, you know, they say imitation is the greatest form of flattery. He was able to mimic a lot of what Mike did based on the fact that he was willing to work unbelievably hard. And he always would say, I didn't focus on MJ's theatrics or the dunks. He said, I wanted to focus on copying his work ethic. And I think he did that. And I think that's testament to how committed and focused he was on his craft. And I salute him. And I obviously my prayers are with his family today. And it's just a really hard day when you think about somebody who was a genius and just unbelievably committed. And everything that you talk about when you talk to your kids about sports, he embodied a lot of those qualities. And to hear that he's gone today, it's really difficult because, like I said, to us, he was really invincible.
LaRon Prophet, former Maryland star, former teammate of Kobe Bryant's, now works for the Washington Wizards. LaRon, we appreciate your time. Condolences to you and the NBA family on the loss of a true icon. And next time we talk, they'll be under much more hopefully pleasant circumstances.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you guys, man. Thank you so much.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.